Columbia Gas Company of Massachusetts says it has begun repairs on over 200 gas leaks throughout its service area in western Massachusetts. The utility is fixing leaks that can harm the atmosphere. The repair program targets previously unrepaired grade 3 leaks and makes good on a pledge the company made earlier this year to community organizers and environmental activists. Until now, repairing leaks that do not pose a risk to life and property had not been a priority for Columbia Gas. In January, Steve Bryant, president of Columbia Gas of Massachusetts, announced a new program to prioritize the worst of the leaks and begin immediate repairs.
We will be undertaking this as rapidly as we can, striking that right balance between getting these leaks done, making sure that we do them in a cost-effective manner, and make sure that we're doing the right ones first.
The utility estimates there are about 2,400 grade 3 leaks in its service territory that consists of 60 cities and towns in western Massachusetts. That number includes 560 leaks in the city of Springfield and about 90 leaks in Northampton. Columbia Gas spent the last few months surveying, measuring, and prioritizing leaks for repair based on the estimated significance of a leak's environmental impact. More than 200 leaks are targeted for repair by the end of the year. The change in the company's leak repair strategy came at the urging of members of the Springfield Climate Justice Coalition, who initiated a series of meetings with Columbia Gas Company officials last year, where they highlighted the harm methane gas leaks do to the atmosphere. After those meetings, Bryant announced a goal to identify the highest emitting leaks and come up with a plan to reduce the number of leaks by 10% every year.
But what we quickly came to when we came together is it's the methane issue that's going to drive this. And if we tackle the leaks from a methane emission point of view, we'll solve all the other problems. Well, you know, if there are other related issues, we'll solve them all at the same time.
Jesse Letterman, Director of Public Health and Environmental Initiatives at Arise for Social Justice, said Columbia Gas took seriously the activists' concerns, and the result is a major shift in the way a gas distributor prioritizes repairs.
Columbia Gas's actions here today are one of the finest examples of corporate responsibility and stewardship that we have ever seen.
Marty Nathan, a physician and environmental activist from Northampton, said the new repair program should be a standard for the gas distribution industry.
Methane in many ways is cleaner than coal and oil when it is burned, but it's not cleaner by any means when it is emitted from when it's drilled or from leaky pipes.
A study in Boston estimated that the largest grade 3 leaks waste about $1,400 worth of gas a year. It costs an average of $4,000 to repair a leak, meaning there is a return on investment in less than 3 years, according to Audrey Schulman, president of the Home Energy Efficiency Team, a Massachusetts nonprofit that promotes initiatives to reduce carbon emissions.
By fixing those, you're saving money for the ratepayer who ends up having to pay for the cost, as well as helping the environment. It's a smart and practical and far-sighted action to take, and Columbia Gas is way, way ahead of this.
Most of the natural gas in western Massachusetts is transmitted under the streets in cast iron pipes that are more than a century old. Bryant said Columbia Gas aims to replace all that aging infrastructure over the next 15 years. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.